Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is an awesome overrated, underrated segment where Gary talks about Disney, cryptocurrency, SoundCloud, the rapper Jack Harlow, whether you need to go to college. He rates them overrated, underrated. We hope you enjoy. We hope you check the full episode out in video form. And we also hope that you check out the other overrated, underrated episodes that we have on our YouTube channel. Enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Overrated or underrated? What does Gary think?
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow is underrated, and I don't know when you're gonna put this out, but I know he has a new album out, and I think I will be proven correct. Hard work, understanding of the ear to the street, true talent.
The Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior is overrated. I know a lot of people love him, but I think he's overrated.
Gary V.
Gary V is obnoxiously all-time underrated. There's confusion in the system. Don't let the little heat that I have now confuse you. We're just fucking getting started.
He-Man.
The actual character He-Man or the entire Masters of the Universe?
We'll go with the whole universe.
Whole universe is underrated. He-Man himself, overrated. Ram-Man, underrated. Skeletor, underrated. Mossman, underrated. Stinkor, underrated. He-Man, overrated.
Money.
Money is overrated. I think too many people are blinded by thinking money is the North Star instead of happiness. And I think a lot of people would make more money if they focused on process, long-term patience, and happiness. And I think money leads to a lot of unhappiness. I really believe that. I think money is overrated.
Legacy over currency.
It's great, right? It's real.
Lo-fi hip-hop beats.
I love you guys. You guys are coming up with good shit. Underrated. And we'll be historically correct about that.
Disney World.
Disney World, Orlando. Properly rated.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Underrated. Better than Starbucks.
What the you say?
Starbucks.
Starbucks is underrated. Even though I said Dunkin' Donuts coffee is better in one man's opinion than Starbucks basic coffee, the execution of Starbucks over the last 40 years is nothing short of remarkable. It is complete culture to 12 to 18 year old girls in a lot of the country. It created an entire category of 24/7 premium coffee. Starbucks is underrated.
College.
College is overrated as a brand. I believe there are more people today that believe it's a requirement, it's a need, you have to go there, it's imperative, it's much harder in life without a college degree. I do not believe that to be true. I think we're in the precipice, the early days, the dawn of the vulnerability of college. I don't think the college degree brings as much value as it used to. I think a lot of people go into debt for something they're supposed to. There's a lot of great variables in college, but if we're playing the net-net game of this show, it is overrated.
Coin collecting.
Coin collecting is... is it even rated? Coins are more valuable than the sports card world and have gone through a huge phenomenon. They're just not contemporary. But I'm gonna say they're underrated as of right now because it's hard to find somebody under 50 about that life, and that probably means there's some opportunity.
Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency is slightly underrated. There's a lot of buzz. Bitcoin is off and running, but I think people are still underestimating the potential impact of blockchain and cryptocurrency on the world over the next, you know, century, and for that reason it is underrated.
The Queen's Gambit.
The Queen's Gambit is wildly, wildly underrated. A 7-part series that completely put culture on tilt. Everybody's about that life. All of you are buying chess boards, and it's just complete insanity. And for me, what I like about it is it proves why IP and content matter. That one show has probably allowed people to stay in that Netflix universe for an extra couple years. And as you keep getting that alert that Netflix is gonna charge you more, you don't care because that queen got you off. It's one show can make you sign up for a year's worth of content paying that $20 a month.
The Mandalorian.
I've not watched a single episode of Mandalorian.
So you have chosen death.
The fact that people that are cynical, like Star Wars fans, who like to shit on everything, and this was so hyped and they love it, means it's fucking fire.
3D printing.
3D printing is underrated because it's been around for a while. The promises of all this crazy stuff have not materialized over the last decade, but it doesn't mean the technology isn't remarkable. Some execution in the next decade on 3D printing is gonna happen and have everybody running out to get a 3D printer to replicate it. I think 3D printing is underrated.
The New York Jets.
The New York Jets are underrated.
You serious?
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud is probably slightly overrated. I'm about that SoundCloud life. One of the first five apps on my iPhone, the day I got my iPhone, like one of my first five apps, big fan of the platform. I think a lot of people who watch this show believe that winning on SoundCloud, SoundCloud rappers is how you get on. And I think TikTok has taken a lot of that heat. I think the concept of SoundCloud rapper is now internet rapper, is social media rapper, is of the moment app rapper. And I think for that reason, SoundCloud is slightly overrated.
$1 New York pizza.
$1 New York pizza is wildly underrated. That is a super efficient way to be on your hustle. In those early 20s, that $3 a day pizza life might allow you to last an extra year or two in that humble, dark, dirt environment that allows you to finally break through and make your dream come true. Do not underestimate inexpensive food as a fuel to your dream.
Golf.
I think golf is slightly overrated.
You suck, you jackass.
My inner circle's pissed right now. Nate, Tyler, my brother AJ. With the way you can bet on it, prop betting now, it's exploded in popularity in a lot of sectors. Because it's on that pedestal of bougie and like kind of contemporary hot with a lot of the young players capturing a lot of attention, I just have a feeling it's slightly overrated.
Soccer,
proper football, is slightly underrated.
Cannabis.
Cannabis is underrated. I think we lived in that one demonization of cannabis century that I think will be a blip in cannabis's history.
Roblox, the video game?
I'm gonna go with overrated. I think it's a blip. Like, in 20, 30 years, I don't think we're in Minecraft, Zelda, Mario, Madden land.
Rolex?
Rolex the watch? Overrated. Stop buying dumb shit!
Rosé?
Rosé the wine? Slightly overrated.
Snickers.
Snickers are underrated. Those things are fucking delicious. Especially the ice cream version.
Five Guys.
The burger? I haven't had a lot of Five Guys burger. Have I even fucking had? I've had it once or twice. Like a road Jets playoff game. What did I think? Slightly overrated.
Vans.
Right this second, slightly underrated. Because we're now on the downside of its white heat 2 years ago. So I'm going to go with slightly underrated.
Damn, Daniel.
Butterfingers.
Butterfingers are underrated, delicious. I'm about the candy bar land.
Dots.
Oh, the gummies ones, not Dot candy, which is garbage. Dots, I don't like those. They're too sticky. I think they need to roll off your teeth a little bit more. Too sticky, I'm going with solidly overrated.
All right, the final one, yo-yos.
Yo-yos are underrated. Yo-yos are underrated. I think they should be a much bigger thing in culture. I think more people should be rolling around at their everyday life, just yo-yoing and shit. And I think yo-yos are underrated. Big shout out to Ryan Pender. I remember you playing with yo-yos sophomore year of high school. And I was like, that makes sense. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, sports cards, NFTs, the New York Jets, and the feel of a double shot of espresso in podcast format. Thank you, Gary V, for investing in the lives of so many. Now, thank you for that amazing review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.